Martin Besson is a busy young man. Like most of every other 18-year-old French high school students, he's studying for the baccalauréat, the French equivalent of the air levels. I meet him in front of the Saint-Lazare train station in Paris. Martin says he woke up late, but managed to be here on time because he really wanted to talk about his work. With his messy hair and his direct attitude, you would not guess that Martin co-founded an association called Sansa about 6 months ago. The goal of the organization is simple: to break down the wall between homeless people and society by interviewing them and publishing their stories online. The website is not ready yet, but the organization's Facebook page already has a lot of content and more than 3,000 fans.
It's a good association that I created with my partner 6 months ago. It's to put the homeless people in the light, to show that these people are not invisible. They are past, they are present, and they can have a future. They are a personality, and they are not like animals or things on the street. In first, I want to create something like a social network to break the wall between our world and their world.
The idea for Sansa came when Martin decided to spend a week on the street himself, living like someone who doesn't have a place to live. He only managed to stay there for a day and says the experience was traumatic.
I went in the street to be like homeless for 1 week, but it was not good, so I stayed only 1 day because it was very hard. It's not the food or the water we're missing, but it's more the contact with people. You are like a shit. You are down in the society, and no one wants to speak with you. You're nothing.
Martin has been busy since then. At only 18, he managed to create an entire association, fund it, and get the support of the Fondation Abbé Pierre, one of the biggest French NGOs fighting for homeless people. But that support does not mean they will ask for state funding. Martin wants to stay away from politics and wants to be free to do whatever he wants with Sansa. Martin says defending people who are less fortunate does not make him a hero.
I think it's normal to do this. When people say, "Wow, it's amazing," no, it's normal, because when you see someone who need help, you help him because it's normal. So we want to do that because we are young, it's new technologies, and people in the street are very busy, very, very speed. But when they are in home, what they do, it's, "Oh, Facebook, oh yeah, oh, whoa, seriously?" We are surfing on the wave of new technologies to change the opinion and the stereotype to break them.
Martin's high school is located next to the train station. That's why he wanted to meet here. Every night after his classes, he spends 1 hour talking to homeless people who live around that area. Today, he finds Cyril next to a movie theater. The man has spent 5 years in the streets. The two chat for a bit, and Martin gives him a cigarette. He says the small gestures are the most important. Cyril was surprised the first time Martin talked to him.
I didn't know he was a guy who helped the homeless. That's cool. What he's doing is great for the homeless. At least there is the support. And it's nice to see someone and not to be alone in the street. Now I can sort it out myself. But before, it was really a hassle.
Before leaving Cyril, Martin asks if he will be there for Easter. He and his partner are planning to distribute chocolates to homeless people on that day. He says he hopes Sansa will push people to talk with homeless people.
I hope that the people will make social contact. We'll go to them and to say, "Hey, I know you on Sansa. That's awesome. Wow, do you want a job? Because I saw that you can cook." "Oh, yes, I want a job. Okay, no problem." And to make things change.
Before saying au revoir, I asked Martin about his future. And of course, he plans to keep working for Sansa. But a young man also wants to become a journalist and has already enrolled in school. He says he wants to inform people of what is going on around them. And this should not be a problem. After all, he is already doing that with Sansa. This is Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel in Paris for DW.